I was in prison, and you came to visit me. With these words, Christ challenges each of us to spend time serving those who, because of circumstance or bad choices, can't serve themselves. Welcome to Someone Cares, a faith ministry dedicated to helping us all answer that challenge. For many years, this outreach program has carried healing doses of hope and Christian love behind prison walls and touched the lives of those in desperate need of both. I'm your Someone Cares radio host, Charles Mills. Prisons are places most of us do our level best to avoid. But Don and Yvonne McClure, founder directors of the Someone Cares Prison Ministry, are here to share some instances where people actually broke in. I'll let them explain. Don and Yvonne, what happened?
Many years ago, Paul and Silas were wandering through the countryside, and they were picked up and arrested. They were beaten. They were put into stocks, and if you don't know what stocks are, it's a long board with grooves cut into it. One ankle is tied, and then you're stretched to inhuman distances to get the other leg tied in. Then they were beaten and thrown into prison, and they spent all their time praising the Lord, singing praises to the Lord. The Lord sent an earthquake and set everybody free if they wanted to run, but nobody wanted to run. I tell that story for one reason. They went to prison and they weren't guilty. Mm-hmm. They could not, because they were Roman citizens, be thrown into that prison. Mm-hmm. But they went anyway to minister to those in prison.
So they used the advantage they had of being insiders into doing the work. Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
That's what, and we're inviting your listeners, of course, to go into prison in a much, much gentler way.
Yes. Yes. No stocks involved. Am I right?
No stocks, no sharks.
All right. Okay. So let's say that we want to break into prison like Paul and Silas. We want to be there so we can be insiders. How do we go about doing that, Don and Yvonne?
Well, there's several ways. One of the things I'd like to talk about is some ministries that are going on now.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people go in and teach a Bible class. Mm-hmm. That's neat. They are escorted into the chapel. They are escorted out of the chapel. They have a Bible study, but they don't get to one-to-one with the inmate.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the most important thing. And that's why Yvonne and I, and Yvonne probably did most of it, we have developed the Pen Friend program, where from the comfort and safety of your home, you can go into prison by writing a letter, and the inmate, by writing through us, never knows what state you live in. They never have your address. They have our address, and we monitor everything. So there is total protection. So when Jesus said, I was in prison and you visited me not, we can say, oh, yes, you can.
In other words, everyone who gets a letter from this Pen Friend program, they all come from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Is that correct?
Yeah, we got about 5,000 people living in our post office box.
So a person gets this letter from Indiana and they read it. Can they write back? Can they respond to this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In fact, people seem to be a little concerned about ages of people sometimes. But the concept of prison ministry is we've got to do it.
Yes.
Because the Bible says every knee shall bow, every tongue confess. Well, if we don't get into prison to get to these people, there's 2,600,000 people in prison in the United States today. And we'd like to get to all of them. And with Life Talk and Someone Cares, we may be able to do it.
Yvonne, that sounds like you have an entire population of a city spread out across this country. Am I right?
Oh, yes. And it doesn't bother me at all.
My, my. So the letter writing program, the Pen Friend program, is a way for us to visit. I guess when God said, I was in prison and you visited me, that would include letter writing.
Yes.
That's right, because you can't really one-to-one with an inmate.
Yeah.
They're not going to tell everybody why they're really hurting.
Yeah, yeah.
That just doesn't come out. That comes out on paper, but it doesn't come out in conversation usually.
How do you know who wants letters from prison? How does the system work? Now, Yvonne, you designed this. How do you match people who want to write with people who want to read what the people write?
Oh, it's quite simple. Don has a two-pile system.
A two-pile
system. He has inmate pile and pen friend pile.
Okay, all right.
Whoever's on top is matched with whoever is on top of the other pile. So the inmate has written a letter of introduction. He has filled out, or she, has filled out an application that says, this is a pen friend service. This is a Christian ministry. It's not a dating service. And that the person that writing to them is writing through a blind address. So everything is up front. And the people that write, write because they do care.
Yeah. What is the person who is doing the writing, what do they typically write about? I mean, do they preach a sermon? Do they, what do they say exactly? Because this would be kind of daunting. What do you say to a stranger, and a stranger may have done some really bad things who happens to be behind bars? What do you say?
An introductory letter.
Mm.
And from there, we send it on to the pen friend. So they have not only the application that the inmate has filled out, but they also have their letter, their introduction letter.
Okay.
So it's very simple for them to write.
And also with all of that, if you go to our webpage, someonecares.org, you can go to archive newsletters and read 4 years of stuff that's posted there that gives the free person a good insight of what's going on inside.
Is there an age limit to the people that can write?
Well, I'm 84.
Okay.
And my only problem is I can't beat my 23-year-old grandson at golf anymore. and Yvonne's 77.
Mm-hmm.
No. In fact, we love it for older people.
Mm.
Now, also, older people don't use computers. Younger people do.
Right.
And that's why we modernized the Pen Friend program. Now, for the younger people listening, and I hope they write down our phone number, 260-387-7423, they can call us, and when they write, they can write their letter via email. They email the letter to me. Mm-hmm. I trim their personal stuff off of it, snail mail it to the inmate because they don't have computers.
Right.
The inmate responds at our address. We scan it and email it back to the sender. And with that, we give advice, answer questions that the inmate might ask, and prevent any perversion that could happen because there are bad people in prison.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, that is good news for anyone who wants to break into prison. That's the theme of our program today, breaking into prison. And we do that by letter writing. You, of course, have spent your life not only writing letters to people, but visiting them face to face and talking with them. What is a common theme, Don and Yvonne, that you have found in the lives of the people that sit in front of you personally, physically? What do they want to hear from people like us who aren't there and who want to write a letter to them? What do they want to hear?
What they're mostly interested in is why. There's no trust in an inmate. Mm. They're treated brutally. The prison system is as corrupt as it can be. In most cases, it's gang-run. There is no such thing as rehabilitation anymore. The recidivism rate for the United States is now 59%, meaning these guys in prison know when they get out, they're going back. Mm. So seed planting is they need directional advice. What's it like to be a Christian? What do Christian advantages give people?
Mm-hmm. When we first went into San Quentin, yeah, and we were assigned to the worst section that there was, I just walked up to the first cell and said, "Hi, my name's Yvonne, and I'm here from the chapel." Mm-hmm. And he said, "Do you know where you are?" And I said, "Yeah, I know where I am. Do you know where you are?" And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "The Jesus in me loves the Jesus in you." Mm. He says, "I don't know if I love Jesus." And I said, "Well, I know you do."
She's tough.
I guess so.
No, I smiled and I said, "I know you do." I said, "I wouldn't be here." I said, "We're spending 2 days a week, every week at San Quentin working the lockdown unit." So I said, "I know that we have something in common."
By the way, Yvonne's the only woman I know of allowed to walk the yard by herself in four major maximum security prisons.
My. Well, I'm beginning to see this now, and I'm understanding this. Yvonne, and of course you, Don, as well, but you have been emboldened by the Holy Spirit. You don't back down, and I think the people in the prison see that. You're serious about this. You are honestly serious about what you're doing. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very
serious. Yeah.
Very much so, because I'll tell you, when you go into the inner prison, which we're going to talk about in the next show, it's a frightening place. The big thing is getting away from the myth of we don't want those kind of people in our church. Mm-hmm. Well, Jesus does,
yes,
and he makes it clear. On the cross, he started prison ministry.
Yes, he did.
He got one, he lost one. Mm-hmm. But when we get to heaven, one of the convicts hanging with him is going to be there. Mm-hmm. The other one won't make it.
So what I hear you saying is those people who want to be in the Pen Friend program should not hold back. They should be honest. They should be loving. They should be forthright. They should say what's on their heart in love, of course. And they should say, you know, there's someone who cares about you, prisoner. There's someone who is going to write to you. And no matter what you say to me, I'm going to write back to you. Am I on the right track here?
Right.
That's right. And keep in mind, Charles.
And don't get discouraged.
Yeah. The key word is friend.
Yes.
People say to me all the time, "How can I teach somebody that kills somebody as a friend?" Well, Jesus did. And again, God is go do.
Yes. Yes.
And okay, no matter how you crack it, the Lord is telling us to go do it.
Yes.
There is something that needs to be done. And that every knee that bows, the last knee that bows might be, somebody wrote a letter to one inmate, he bowed and Jesus come.
My. Someonecares.org is the website. You can learn more about the Pen Friend program right there, listener. That's someonecares.org. And that phone number, if you want to call them, they're waiting for your call right now. Literally, they're doing this. 260-387-7423. Write that down. 260-387-7423. And become involved. Become emboldened by the Holy Spirit to make a difference in someone's lives behind bars. This is Charles Mills along with Don and Yvonne McClure, reminding you that someone cares. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for listening to Someone Cares. If you'd like to become part of this vital prison outreach ministry, visit someonecares.org and discover ways you can safely and effectively touch the lives of incarcerated men and women with God's love. Again, that web address is someonecares.org. This program was produced by Lifetalk Radio.